Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Time now for City Matters. If it matters to you, it matters to the city. I don't know about that.
That is a great intro. I love it. That's true. That's true. We're
on the fly there, Mr. Bailey, right. On the fly.
You just, man, you threw me off. I was expecting our normal intro, and you got creative on me. Yeah. I like that. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Usually we have creative differences around here. I think I'm being creative, and other people think differently.
we'll have to find a way to work that into our mission statement. If it matters to you, it matters to the city.
Yeah,
I like it. This is true.
Very good.
We're here because you were there, not the other way around.
No.
So, well, good morning.
I'm doing okay.
Thanks. Did you go to Cow Thieves and Outlaws?
Yeah, I did.
We got a couple of people. I don't know if you two did. I know I saw Val had some photos there.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
Like another great event.
Yeah. Good thing the fireworks were shot over the water. That's all I got to say. Dries its bed.
It's a touch dry. That's right.
Ooh.
Yep. Not sure what you did with your eye there.
I'm not so sure either,
camera.
Man. I'm on medication for it, though.
Is it working?
Yeah, you want some?
It doesn't seem to be.
Yeah. What you got going here, Mike?
Well, we've got a city council meeting coming up next week, and it's a little early in the week to know everything that's going to be on there, but we've got an idea of a couple of things. One thing that we'll be talking about either this month or next month will be a continuation of a discussion on use tax. And I know that I believe the mayor discussed that when he was in here with you, Tom.
He did. He just smiled a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. It's and of course, from use tax it is a companion tax to sales tax.
Mm-hmm.
And it is an incredibly common tax in the state of Oklahoma. In fact, it's so common that we are definitely in the minority actually by not having it. And so based on this was a survey that we did before the new census came out. So looking back, actually, it would have been about the 2019 mm-hmm. estimate. Bartlesville was the 12th largest city in the state. And when you look at the top 100 cities by population, mm-hmm. we're the only one without a use tax.
Mm-hmm.
So it tells you how uncommon it was. If you go down, the next largest city next to Bartlesville that doesn't have a use tax is Bethel Acres. And Bethel Acres has a population of a little over 3,000. So we're clearly by far the largest city not to have one. And then when you get into the largest cities, or all of the cities over 1,500 population, mm-hmm. the only two, again, Bartlesville and Bethel Acres. So it really is a rarity nowadays not to have a use tax. Now, the reason that cities didn't used to have one and the reason Bartlesville didn't have one is because use tax was traditionally more of a business tax. You were supposed to pay it, but you were supposed to actually pay it for regardless of who you were, mm-hmm. but compliance by individuals, very slow, uh-huh. very little. And so it was traditionally a business tax. And in order to keep I will call it a business-friendly tax environment in Bartlesville, mm-hmm. Bartlesville never adopted one. That's changed, unfortunately, over the years. Our largest source of revenue is sales tax, by far. That is by far the largest source of revenue. It pays for almost all of our operations. It pays for the library. It pays for streets, parks, you name it. Unless it is utility-related, sales tax pays a majority of that. So what's happened is with some of the law changes over the last 5 to 10 years, things that used to be sales tax are now being called use tax. And in particular, mm-hmm. that would be remote sales. So your online sales. If you go shop on Amazon, you'll pay a 4.5% sales tax.
Mm-hmm.
The reason you pay 4.5 and not 8.9 is because it's not a sales tax. It's actually a use tax by state law. So that means that you're paying your tax to the state of Oklahoma. You don't pay to Washington County or Bartlesville, even though we should normally on those purchases would receive it. So that really has been the dynamic that's changed. That's why cities are now considering implementing, that's why almost all cities have implemented a use mm-hmm. tax is for that reason, because the growth that used to happen in sales tax is now happening in that use tax side. So it's put our local merchants at a disadvantage. They start out with their competitors online have a 4.5% tax, and our local businesses pay almost 9%. So there's a 4.5% differential right there, right out of the gate. So it's significant, especially when you're talking about large ticket items. So it's about fairness, it's about equity, and it is about recapturing taxation that's being lost that would have normally come to a city. It's now being lost because of simply the way the transaction occurs. Not the goods that you're buying. You're still buying the same things.
Mm-hmm.
Go on Amazon, buy a fishing pole. Used to, you would have bought that at Bass Pro Shops or at Walmart. And you would have paid sales tax on it, but you're not, obviously, when you go on to Amazon. So now the question is, and people say this, I just had to answer this question for somebody the other day. Amazon, when you go to their website, if you purchase directly from Amazon, not one of their third-party sellers, they will show you that they're going to charge you 8.9%. And so their estimate shows 8.9%. However, what they charge you, and if you go check your credit card statement, will be different than what they said they were going to charge you. And it will actually be based on the 4.5%. Don't know why they're doing that, but it is. It causes confusion. People think they're already paying this, and they're not. So anyway, those are the kind of things that the council is looking at and considering. Mm-hmm. We have been looking at the possibility of implementing this. We would do it with a delayed implementation date for a lot of reasons, but mainly it allows businesses and individuals, if they have a large purchases that are upcoming, and it allows them to adjust their purchasing so that they can do that before this goes into effect. So really what we're looking at is probably about a January of 2023 date. I would expect the council would consider this in the next month or two. So that's out there.
Will there be an election for that?
No election required for use tax. As I said, it's a companion tax to sales tax. Okay. So really when the citizens of Bartlesville vote for a sales tax, they're also voting for a use tax. However, the use tax requires a separate ordinance to enact. So it's actually already been approved essentially by the voters, and it just requires action of the council. And again, at this point in time, the council has elected not to do that. In the history of Bartlesville, we've never had a use tax. So, but that seems to be changing, and we'll...
All right.
We'll be considering it here over the next little while.
Just wanted to get a clarification.
Yep. About to make sure. Well, you can answer questions for me now. Maybe that's a few more I won't have to answer about.
I'll let you
handle it.
I just ask them. I'm just a curious fella. I'm not a scholarly type at all.
I understand. So we also had Hillcrest reopened, which I think is everybody. I know. I think everybody's noticed that by now.
Big sigh of relief. You heard it all over.
Oh, my gosh. And you talk about a fantastic road. Uh-huh. They did an excellent job. So this is a project that goes way back. It's approved by voters a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't delayed out of any sort of incompetence. It just happened to be that this was the project that was at the end of the schedule. There were several projects. In fact, one of them was the drainage project that went under the Tower Center. They happened to be both about $2 million projects, so that one had to be done so that the Tower Center could be built, and so the road itself got bumped back a few years. But it is reopened. It is fantastic. They've done an incredible job. It was well planned. It was well executed. Micah Seemers, his staff, the city council in approving this, this is a decade worth of work that came to fruition. We're very happy. Also wanted to give a shout out to Brent Bell. This was his company that did this project.
They worked hard.
Oh my gosh, he is way ahead of schedule. He's had terrible weather in a location that it's difficult to work in bad weather, and they worked through it all. So really, truly impressed by Brent. He's probably going to finish this thing about 3 months ahead of schedule. I would ask everybody still to watch out for your speed around there because there's still construction going on, so it's still a reduced speed. I know it's a nice road. It looks like a speedway. It's not. So watch your speed. Remember that it's still a construction zone. We are grateful to have that open and very excited about it. And one last thing before I turn it over to the stars of the show today.
Yes.
I don't normally do this, but I wanted to recognize the employees of the month, and I wanted to because of the two employees of the month that we had. One of them is Officer Sierra Compton, so a lot of people know who she is because she was featured in a story. Sierra saw an individual who was trying to mow his yard, had one hand on the mower and one hand on a walker on a 95-degree day, and Sierra, in all of her gear, stopped her car and finished mowing the yard for him. Several people saw that, took photos, and she actually received some recognition for that. So she also was recognized as the Employee of the Month. And The other employee of the month is Miss Elaine Baines. So we had August and September we both recognized, and there's some smiles in the room because Elaine Baines is my executive assistant, and there is nobody more deserving of employee of the month than Elaine Baines. Mm-hmm. She is not only a great employee, but she is a great employee who makes me look good, which is hard. So she deserves to be honored simply for that. But beyond that, honestly, she makes every department in the city better. So I enjoyed this one. It was a special employee of the month with both Sierra and Elaine. And I thank both of them for their service and for being the models of what we hope our employees would be. So I just wanted to take a minute to do that. And now, I'm gonna turn it over to Val, because usually I have to talk about the uncomfortable things. So I'm going to let Val talk about her seat renovation project and where we are with that. So, good morning, Val.
Mike, and
this
good morning.
Is, everybody knows who this is. I'm calling her Val. This, of course, is Val Callaghan, the executive director of the Bartlesville Community Center. So for anybody who hadn't been awake in the last 10 years.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Glad
so,
to.
Yeah, we are about just over a week away from opening our season for events on the stage. And currently, we don't have one seat in the auditorium.
It looks different,
1,700
doesn't it?
Seats, and we have zero at the moment. So, we, as most of you know, the city has come alongside and worked with us to renovate the seats in the auditorium through the capital improvement tax, and that was 2013 funding, I think.
I think it was, yeah.
So, not this last round, but the previous round. And so, the project in itself has been enormous. We've been working with Micah Seemers and Emily Tabor from the city, and they've been great just to help us go through the whole process of the bidding process and bringing in folks from all over the country to bid. And it's just been one of those things where it was kind of the perfect storm was created, where, you know, you plan, and then your execution starts, and then boom, you get, oh, well, COVID, first of all, you know, how the lagging thing with COVID is, where you can't get employees, you can't get product. So all of those things created the perfect storm. And Emily Tabor she has been amazing. She is, I don't know how they do it. They keep calm. I mean, that must be a thing for engineers. I don't know.
But it's required to keep calm.
Yes.
Anything can go wrong.
That's right. It will go wrong.
I'm over here freaking out. And they're like, well, we're fine. Let's do this. And they come up with a plan. And so the plan is, we're working really well with the city and also with the contractor that from Kansas City that got the bid for this job, and to come up with some temporary seating. So we have just under 500 tickets out for our first concert on October 6th, and then just over 300 tickets out for our concert on that following Saturday, the 9th of October. So we can accommodate seats right now, today, up to about 800 seats. So we're doing well. So if we need to add more, we have a contingency plan for that as well. We do use chairs throughout the building for other events. So what can happen is once those events are over, we can pull those seats and put them in the auditorium. So everything else in there is looking so good.
Oh,
we've got fresh paint on the floor, new carpet, so many updates in the building. And so this is just a little snag. And I think, you know, I think some people were like, well, why don't we just, like, make it a Moroccan theme and everyone can bring their bean bag or their carpet and their pillows. And we had some really creative ideas on how we could put...
You've got the creative people on your side.
Yes.
And it's an interesting thing because you're exactly right. This, we have had, it is the perfect storm.
Yep.
There's a delay on materials. There's a delay. There is a lack of labor. So all of this is happening. So this wasn't really unexpected. The company believed they could do it at the time.
Mm-hmm.
We believed they could do it at the time. And they still will do it.
They will.
It's going to be delayed. So, but in all honesty, to some degree, the delay was prepared for because the contract itself requires the contractor to provide the seating Regardless of whether it's the seats that they were supposed to do or whether it's new seats. So I'm proud of the staff and your staff because we prepared for it before it ever happened, in spite of the fact that we had no reason to believe that it would occur. So all's going to be well. Everybody's going to get to go to their shows, and they'll have a great time, and it will be a unique setup. It'll be once in a lifetime.
I just got to commend the BCC staff because when this came down, they rallied so well. They all came up with ideas, despite the funny, we can just bring our lawn chairs. They really did have creative solutions and things that will be safe. Our ultimate goal is to keep our patrons safe all the time when they're in our building. And so they came up with some good ideas, and now we're going to do it, and the show will go on.
There you go.
Say,
that's it. That's what's important, huh?
Yeah. So we're happy.
And you're getting ready to launch. I think you've got some information about the upcoming shows.
So many good shows. So, one thing that did come out of COVID was we had tried to plan for so long, that a lot of our seasons were just completely canceled for the 2020-2021 season. Yeah. And so the benefit of that was that some of the groups that we were going to have are now in a new season plus one. So the Broadway season has an extra bonus show this year, and the community concert series has a bonus show this year. So you're essentially getting six shows instead of five. So we think people are ready. We're still inviting people to do what they're comfortable with. So wear your mask if you're vaxxed and you want to wear your mask or want to do one or the other. We invite you to do whatever your comfort level is. So we'll certainly have all the hand sanitizer and doors propped and things that make it easy for less contact. But we just want to make people feel comfortable coming into the building. So opening season starts next Wednesday, October the 6th at 7:30. The concert series is starting off with the Folk Legacy Trio. And little shout out to them. This is like a huge secret in Bartlesville, but you can get a season ticket to the community concert series for $140. I think that, $140 for six shows. And that's pretty amazing. So if you are looking for ideas for date night and you want something planned for you, this is six nights of year.
Yes.
You can go for dinner. Oh, gifts, yes, gifts. So we start there. And then the Symphony has their season opener with Mark Wood Experience. I don't know if any of you guys saw Mark when he was in town a few years ago, but he came and did a kind of an educational experience for the band and orchestra kids at Bartlesville High School. And he's coming back. So he was with Trans-Siberian Orchestra. You might recognize his name. Plays the electric violin. So dynamic. It's going to be a different kind of symphony than you've ever seen. So that's a fun one.
That'll be great.
Yeah, October 9th at 7:30 as well. So BartlesvilleCommunityCenter.com for tickets.
Yay!
Time to kick it off.
Yeah, we're ready.
All right. Well, excited to get it started, and glad we were able to overcome all of our little difficulties to make it happen.
Yeah, and we have beautiful new concrete. Can I talk about the concrete?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. It looks gorgeous.
Oh, my. What? Graham Construction. Yep. Shout out to them. Man, those guys have been so kind and so nice, and we're running out there all times of the day. We have a meeting. We have Rotary from noon to 1. Can you just, not jackhammer right now? And they're like, sure, we'll take our lunch. And then off they go. But, yeah. I mean, they've been really great to work with us through all this. Again, Emily Tabor and Micah Seemers have been there every step. So
and it really does look fantastic. It looks like it did when it was built.
Well, people are so surprised. They're like, Debbie, you should come over and take pictures, like you said earlier. But they're like, who knew that we had two different colors of concrete out here? Mm-hmm. And because they were so faded that it looked like, one solid piece.
Tend to blend, yep.
But
you're
now
exactly
we've got
right.
the very significantly lighter concrete and then the kind of the terracotta orange
right.
color right now.
I actually had people ask me, are they putting back the original concrete? Because I don't want them to have gray concrete. At least they're paying attention.
I know. So some people are oblivious, and they're like, why are they putting orange in there? But other people are like, notice yes. that it I is something that
sure.
it's authentic.
Went back right.
Yeah. So we're excited. That Absolutely. Project, they're hoping, we've got the two front, you know, the entrance off of Adams is open now.
Yep.
And the two very south entrances into the main parking lot. And then, of course, Dewey, both entrances are open. So the only thing right now that's closed is that very north main entrance into the yep. parking lot off of Silas Street. And so if you're going to see Visit Bartlesville, park at the church and walk across because that is accessible.
Yep.
So, or come in our front doors and walk across
Wander
Community
around.
Hall.
Just come see us.
Come see us. We'll show you our
right.
auditorium with our temporary seats.
All right. All right. Well, thank you, Val. Appreciate
thank you.
It. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
Wanted to turn it over to Shelley now and kind of keep the theme going. We've got some programming going on there, and then Debbie, I believe, has been involved in an interesting research project.
Mystery.
That was actually pretty cool. I was glad you did that. So I'll turn it over to you all for whichever order you would prefer.
I'm going to let Debbie go first. Debbie Neese is our collections manager, and she is the head honcho at the History Museum. She does everything and knows everything. If you need to know everything,
that's true.
She's your woman. So she's going to tell you about our history mystery.
Oh, that's a lot of pressure. Okay.
Welcome to Build the Expectations.
We had a visitor over the summer, and she spoke so highly of our lodging, our food, our entertainment, except she told the mayor she was not impressed with our bridge in Johnstone Park. So the mayor gets a hold of me, and I start doing some research on it. If you've been through Johnstone Park, which I know you have, or you will be soon, the pedestrian bridge is off to the east, and it's concrete. But the auto bridge is also concrete. They are both 100 years old, and they're swastikas. That is not really a swastika. That is a Native American symbol for the whirling log. And it's very lucky, and it's blessed over the top with a little symbol that is the water blessing. I had to do a lot of research to get to the bottom of this. I'm going to be doing a story in the Bartlesville Monthly Magazine about it, so you'll want to make sure you get the October yeah. issue of that so you can read that. And go by and look at the bridge so you'll know what we're talking about. Lisa Beeman has taken this project another step farther. She's going to put a sign at yep. the bridge with a QR code
idea.
On it. And the QR code will link you to the City Park site. And that site will give you all the details. So you'll be sure and check this out.
Yeah.
If you have any more questions, you can give me a call at the museum, and I'll be glad to let you know.
It really was cool. The mayor got involved in this, and I know that
yes.
he asked you the question and Lisa, and it kind of expanded from that. And most of us knew that it was a Native American symbol,
yes.
but we didn't know the full history of it. And it had never occurred to us to put up a wayfinding sign that explained what it was to anybody who's not familiar
I
with
turned
it.
Over every stone. I went state, federal. I mean, I went everywhere. Our city government was actually the best place. I found at the engineers, Shelley was wonderful. She found the actual blueprints from 1920 that
That's
detailed
awesome.
All of this. So it's been quite an
Pretty
experience
awesome. That's
and
right.
Took me a long time to get it all together. But now that it's done, it's permanent history for the Bartlesville.
Well, and I'm glad that it is because we're also fortunate that it survived all the years that it did.
It's 100 years old.
With that misunderstanding of what it is, we're
yes.
really fortunate that we were able to be able to finally tell the real story about what it is and that it's
yes.
That it's not a symbol of Nazi Germany.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. No, it is not.
They appropriated it from somebody else.
When I asked the Osage tribe, Everett Waller is my friend over there. He helped us put together our Osage exhibit. And he was just like appalled that we would even say it was a bad symbol. So I've got that all detailed now, and everybody's happy. Be sure and come by the museum, though. We've got the Delaware, the Faces of the Lenape. That's our exhibit now, and it is so detailed. Delaney did an awesome job. You need to come by and see it. Open till November, the end
Excellent.
Of November.
All right. Well, hopefully everybody will swing by and
yes.
they'll pick up the October edition of Bartlesville
Monthly.
All right, Shelley, we're going to kick it back over to you to close us out here.
All right, I'll close it out. And the shout-out she just gave, Debbie just gave to Shelley, was Shelley Charles in engineering. Oh. It was not me. Just don't want to take that credit.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to tell you a little bit about the library. We have a couple upcoming things, which are kind of exciting, and then I want to tell you about a few of our programs. Right now, we've got new doors on order. So when you come to the library in the coming weeks, we're going to be putting in new doors. They're new doors like at Walmart. So when you walk up, they open, and then they close behind you, so they're going to be touchless. We're really excited about that. People struggle with the things they're trying to bring in or take out, and so it's as much a safety issue as it's convenient. So, no, if you come and we're working on the doors, we're sorry, but we have to do it sometime. We're also getting a new digital service called Hoopla. You'll see a lot of information about Hoopla coming up soon. Hoopla is e-books. It is audiobooks, it is magazines, it's TVs, it's videos, it's music, it's everything. So why do we need another digital service? This digital service has absolutely no waiting. You may be frustrated once in a while as you go out to get a book from either Overdrive or Libby that we have now. There's sometimes some extended hold times. This new service allows you to have your item immediately, no waiting. It's concurrent use. So we're excited that you'll be able to go out and get what you want that moment and take it home right then. There is one caveat, of course. You can only check out 5 things a month with no waiting. And then you can go back to Overdrive and Libby and get everything you want. You may just have to wait for it. So anyway, there's going to be a new service in town, and we're really excited about that. Other than that, it looks like I have about a minute and a half, so I just wanted to tell you about some of our programs and making sure that you're using what you like. So we have 2 cooking programs a month. We also have crafting programs every month. We have Spanish class, citizenship class, English language classes, book clubs, 2 of them. We have Life Hacks, which is an adulting class. We're a part of the Downtown Spooktacular, which is coming up on the 29th of October, and we're really excited about that, trunk or treating. And we encourage all the parents to consider that. It's a really safe alternative, as the community center is also a part of that as well. We're doing story times. We're doing 1 live performance on Mondays, and we're doing 4 in-person performances on Wednesday and Thursdays. And exercise classes. We are having Body Blast at the library on Thursdays at 5, and then all the rest are at Unity Square right now since the weather is so beautiful, and I encourage you to try it because it's a fun time right now. They have pound classes on Monday, Zumba classes on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays, yoga classes on Tuesdays, Tai Chi on Wednesdays, Dance and Define on Wednesdays, hip-hop on Wednesdays, and gentle yoga on Thursdays. So we did over 116 classes last year.
Incredible.
And we're really hoping that you'll check out the library's calendar.
All right. Thank you, Shelley. As always, there's plenty going on in Bartlesville, Tom.
All righty. Take care, everybody.
Are you getting married? Get the gift of life insurance. Call Phoenix Insurance, 918-336-5460.
This is